AM 920 and 101.7 FM KWAD. CJ Baumgartner joining you on a Monday morning. Good morning. It's about 10 minutes until 9 o'clock, and this is the part every Monday morning where we chat with Dana Cannelberry. She's the Executive Director of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, CJ.
How's it going?
It's going good.
All right. You know, you had a pretty big basketball game on Friday night with the Wadena Deer Creek girls basketball team.
We did. Yeah, we were in the section championship for 8AA, and it was an exciting game against Perham. And unfortunately, we lost, but
What a run.
Oh, it was awesome.
To be a game away from the state tournament, and I know you have a couple girls on the team. Just how fun of that was a ride for that for you?
Oh, it was. It was incredible. You know, Allie is a senior, and Ashley's a freshman, and yeah, the experience now for these younger girls is so valuable. You know, I really think they're going to be back. And for Allie, too, and Madison Karsten, you know, the two seniors, their leadership and just the whole experience, it was fantastic.
What a way to go out, right?
Yeah. And it was a strange weekend, though, too, you know, mm-hmm. the weather. And then time change, and then Bud Grant dying.
I know. They've been throwing the kitchen sink at us this weekend.
I know. But, you know, I grew up, this kind of dates me, you know, Bud Grant, he was the legend, and, you know, he, Purple People Eaters, and I actually got to meet him.
Really?
Yeah. At the hospital, Tri-County Hospital, used to host Men's Night Out, mm-hmm. and he was a guest speaker.
Wow.
And, oh gosh, I should look this up, like 2006, I think, or 2005, he came here and he spoke at Memorial Auditorium. And I remember sitting next to him at Memorial Auditorium right before he was going to go up and be introduced. And he's got this, he asked me for a little sticky note.
Okay.
A little yellow sticky note and a pen. So I give it to him, and he is scribbling down his little bullet points for his speech. And he just got up there and told stories.
Wow.
Yeah. He was fantastic. But yeah, that was, and I got to meet his dog, Annie, and yeah, he signed a book for me. And so, yeah, anyway.
Wow. That, I mean, really, really cool.
And it was.
You know, Dana, you mentioned all the stuff that happened this weekend. We had to postpone the Chamber Appreciation Banquet Saturday night due to the winter storm warning. What are the plans on that? Have you established a new date for that?
Yeah, that's what we're working on right now. That was not an easy decision, but we did have people coming from out of town, so we wanted to play it safe. So we should finalize that date today. It won't be a Friday or a Saturday because Wadena VFW is booked the next few weeks. It's going to be a Monday night. We just need to work on finalizing that date today, and then we'll announce it on the radio and let everybody know.
All right. Sounds good. Dana, by the way, I see on the Chamber's website calendar, you have your first retailers meeting this Thursday morning. Can you give us a little more information on that?
Yeah, that will be this Thursday at the Boondocks. We're starting at the crack of dawn, actually at 6:30 a.m., so business owners and workers can attend before they open their doors. We plan to discuss a recap of the winter crazy days and any suggestions on improvements. We're going to look ahead at spring events and promotions. We're going to talk about June Jubilee and the MS Tram bike ride coming on July 25th through the 27th, as well as what else is on retailers' minds.
All right. Awesome, Dana. And by the way, speaking of some of those events, St. Patrick's Day is this Friday. You've got a pub crawl being organized. Can you give us a few more details as that's just coming up this week?
Yeah, that's this Friday. It's the St. Patrick's Day pub crawl. And the establishments that are participating are, I'll go through those quickly, Wadena Elks Lodge, Drastic Measures Brewing, Little Round Still, the Iron Corral, the Uptown, and the Wadena VFW. So the idea is you visit any of these pubs and you get a punch card, and then you have a chance at winning prizes of $50 or more. So we're kind of hoping we can make this an annual event too.
Yeah, sounds good. You know, give people a reason to come out and party on St. Patrick's Day. I know it's really hard, but
yeah,
shouldn't be too hard to get people to come out and want to enjoy on St. Patrick's Day. The Easter egg hunt, by the way, Dana, is right around the corner, too. I see that businesses are filling plastic eggs.
Yeah. So we've had a fantastic response from businesses who are filling plastic eggs with candy and trinkets for the Easter egg hunt. If any business is interested in filling any of the plastic eggs, you just have to call the chamber or shoot us an email and we'll get some eggs to you. That date again is Saturday, April 8th, and the hunt is at 1 p.m. at the Southwest Softball Complex, if the snow melts by then. If not, we will hold it indoors, so it will be held no matter what, and it's open to kiddos 10 and under. We're also planning a shop hop for grown-ups after the egg hunt. So watch for more details, and I think I'll talk more about that next Monday.
All right. Sounds good, Dana. Anything else you want to share?
So April 6th, we will be holding our next business after hours at Magnify Financial, and that will start at 5:30. Kelly Wong said she will be serving pulled pork sandwiches from the smokehouse.
All right.
Yeah. Then Astera, they'll be celebrating their opening grand opening on Saturday, March 18th from noon to 4. We encourage the public to attend, and then mark your calendars for the kickoff to summer, the kickoff party to summer. It's June Jubilee on June 9th and 10th. We've got lots of fun planned for people of all ages and for kids.
All right, a lot of stuff going on with the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. Dana Cannelberry is the executive director. She's busy with all this fun stuff planned. It looks like a lot of awesome stuff, Dana. We look forward to chatting with you again next week to break it all down.
Thanks, CJ.
It's Dana Cannelberry of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. She joins us every Monday morning for our chamber chat. If you missed any part of this conversation, just head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com. You can listen to the full interview with Dana. Also, check out the KWAD Facebook page or the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page as well.